Good morning. You're listening to KPIG, KPIG 107.5 in Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 Cayucas, San Luis Obispo, out there on the internet, kpig.com. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Vic's sitting in for Ralphie. He's got the day off. And now here's Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, the fighting front is beginning to get to us on a lot of different levels, man. The burning of those Korans in Afghanistan has put a full riot position in almost half of the major cities in Afghanistan. The latest was in Jalalabad. There have been shootings against the police stations there, particularly foreign influences, not even just American, but anybody with a foreign business and things being rocked and firebombed. Not good. And then came the casualties. The U.S. has had 7 killed and then 2 more on the last 2 days. 14 wounded in that one shooting, which was an Afghan soldier being trained, turned his machine gun on the squad that was training him. Those were all, everybody in that one, 14, 21 people shot, and all of those were American and NATO advisors. Meanwhile, in our last war, 5 coordinated bombings in Baghdad against police and security agencies. That attack comes just as the attempt to put together another plebiscite on the at the parliamentary level. It's not good. Say that 5 different cities in Iraq are currently in turmoil, and the 5 bombings in Baghdad did a lot of damage. 50 people dead, over 200 wounded in that one. Oh, Lord. Back in this country, politics is playing itself out. President Obama is being released the beginnings of the details of his tax policy, which will, among other things, cut the corporate tax level from 32% to 28%. But in return for that, corporations will give up a lot of the loopholes and benefits and underwriting that the government does. And that should be an improvement both in business and in tax collection. We'll see how that one plays out. The chances of this coming to the floor, much less even getting out of committee before next fall, are slim and none. So don't look for any immediate action, but at least now you know what the plan was. Last night was the 20th debate between the Republican wannabes who were gathered in Arizona for this one. CNN hosted it. John King made vanilla milkshakes out of everything that could have been made. No comment about the gas price war coming up. No comments about the jobless rates. All fluff and balderdash. As usual, Ron Paul made more sense than anybody else, but that doesn't count according to either the media or anybody in the political game. Romney and Santorum sort of went at each other. Actually, Romney hit Santorum pretty hard, and Santorum didn't come back for much, so I would give it a 7-3 in terms of rounds. It just keeps on keeping on. Fortunately, there will not be any more debates. Tuesday, Michigan and Arizona will vote. Those are going to be fairly impressive indicators, particularly if Romney can't squeeze a vote out of his home state of Michigan. Could get touchy. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. On Is It Really Thursday Already? Stay tuned.